All right, adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Public comment, we have a couple of public comment cards. Anyone wishing to discuss items should do so now. The Board of Directors may allow additional input. Yes, may allow additional input during the meeting. A 3-minute time limit on remarks is observed. Sir?
Yes, the first speaker will be Stephen Millard.
I wanted to speak in support of the Integrated Resource Plan. About 18 months ago, this board went in a new direction and decided that the district needed to take a different path than it had been previous. And one of the things the Department of Water Resources looks at IRB, you have 5 agencies submitting funding requests, and 3 of them don't have IRPs. Who do you think is going to be a preference? And some of the funding opportunities that you won't get otherwise are in areas such as Proposition 84 for economically disadvantaged communities. So, we won't even get the opportunity to submit to the look upon this as a coupon, but you can buy for 25 bucks and it's got $200 worth of coupons. You know you aren't going to use them all, but as long as you can get $25 worth out of it, it's worth the investment. And this is a pivotal point in this district's decision as to what direction it's going to take. And I believe we need to do this. We need to do it now. I don't understand what happened. That's why I need to say those words.
Thank you.
The next speaker will be Michael Barba.
Good morning. I'd like to make some comments in regard to the last meeting in San Diego River Security Center Authority. From San Jose said that we were gloating over the Discovery Center Authority not receiving money from the State Office of Oakdale. We were not voting. We were relieved. As I tried to say to Mr. Pedroza that he heard in Westwood's car, we were trying to think of how we can match the money that you, the Discovery Center Authority, are putting up in legal fees. And since we are one member of the trustees, 2 members of the Discovery Center Council is here, this is appropriate. However, thinking some thoughts in my remarks about money, it is we, general citizens, including members of the press, and many like-minded people are paying the Discovery Center legal fees. We, the press, and the public, through our property tax bill, the rent assessment, and such as the consolidated sewer, which goes to LA County Sanitation District, and other directors like this, like the Basin Water District, are paying standby charge, and it is a bill. Assembly Bill 954 and Senate Bill 701 have central basis to create another direct assessment with tens of thousands of ratepayers adding to its coffers. Finally, we the voters who supported State Proposition 184 to purchase a reserve open space, and I expect that we are paying the legal fees for the Discovery Center by paying the interest to those bondholders of State Proposition 184. The Discovery Center Lord, I've had a public meeting proposing that the density discovered that the intended construction of the Whittier Meadows Nature Center, the friends of the Whittier Meadows gave you a stroll over 7 feet opposing the Discovery Center Authority, yet you persist. The State Office of Grant O'Gall did not support you. What more did you need? Even with this valid paper, the council will be taking over as the editor. July 8, 2009, said no community support for $30 million Discovery Center. Yet, we persist. Members of the Board of the Discovery Center, we ask you to reevaluate the misdirected plan of tree selling and eradication of precious urban habitat, put the general citizens' taxes, ratepayer fees, and state bond money on preserving the Whittier Narrows major area. This is what the citizens plan for, and this is why their government collected our money, and it should be used by elected and appointed officials to do that. Preserve nature. Thank you.
Thank you.
What was that man's name? What was your name, sir?
Michael Barba.
Michael Barba. Okay.
The last speaker that's put in a request speaker form is Royal Brown.
The state of California has a set of laws, and one of the laws has the requirement for an integrated resources plan for a municipal water district. The recycling water project that has been one of your big accomplishments up to date depends upon grants from the state government. The legislature funnels money through various state agencies, and they read those resource plans. They can set priorities by picking who conforms to what the state policies are. Frankly, recycled water is one of the big drives in the state of California. We need to reuse water more and more and more. Reuse, in other words. Take the same water, run it through different systems, and that's what you've been working on, recycled water. So if that's going to be your goal, you need to conform with the state's demands for resources plans. So, frankly, I would urge the board adopt the policy of having a contractor now, and you had competitive bidding, to go forward with it. So that's what I would request tonight, that you take positive action on item 5A. Thank you.
All right. That concludes the public comment portion. Anybody else that wants to make a comment? If not, we'll close the public comment at this time. All right, moving on to action item 5, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, item 5A is, again, the same item as the 40 board earlier this month, the award of the contract to Camp Dresser McKee to perform the fair integrated resources plan for the district. A bit of background on this, again, just to lend some context, we all understand, I think, generally what the integrated resources plan is and what it would do for upper districts and the purveyors within upper district. Basically, we want to engage a consultancy to prepare a resources plan that is much like an investment portfolio, some stocks, some bonds, some recycled water, or water transfer, some dependence on Metropolitan Water District. All of that to balance costs, benefits, risks of project implementation, et cetera. That would pull together and put on the same page, if it's envisioned, this board and the producers, and be a foundation, a cornerstone, if you will, in the future forward in the future. Everybody's understanding and having a say in what investments the district's going to make to ensure the valley's water supply reliability, and that's the essence of the stakeholder-driven process underlying the integrated resources plan. A bit about solicitation. Mr. Brown mentioned competitive bidding. We did send out an RFP to seven firms. We had three responses, Camp Dresser McKee, RMC in the Environment, and a team of HCR, CH John Hill, Pacifica. I asked Raimundo Trejo, Assistant General Manager, Chief Engineer, to pull together an evaluation panel, one producer, someone from the Water Master, so that we could start that stakeholder process early and demonstrate to the producer community and the Water Master that Upper District was open and collaborative and interested in their expertise and input in the selection of who would perform this work for us. That evaluation panel came back with scores, I believe it's they're listed in the board letter. Combined score from those three individuals, Mr. Greg Galindo, the general manager from La Fuente Water, Tony Zampiello, and the water master, and Raimundo Trejo here. 86 for CDM, RMC Water and Environment, 73, and HDRC, Stone Hill Pacifica, 59. Once I received those scores, I then evaluated the proposals myself, and supported those general scores. So there was competitive solicitation. This is in line with the solicitation process, purchasing process for professional services just adopted by the board at the last meeting as well. Of course, we evaluated costs. There is a base task and the cost of the base task of the preparation of the IRP, CDM is the lowest responsive bidder, a little over $173,000, followed by HCRC on Hill Pacifica at $259,000, almost $260,000. So there's about an $87,000 spread for the next lowest responsive team is about 50% more than CDM in cost. CDM chose to bid on an optional task, which was to prepare a detailed demand forecast for the upper district and each one of the customers, upper district's customers, the producers, for an additional $49,000 for a total not to exceed of $222,950. So as you can see, I have not changed my recommendation. I relied on the expertise of those panelists and my own expertise to make the recommendation. As Mr. Millar mentioned, I also view this as a pivotal moment for the board. Upper District, of many services it provides, is supposed to lead and provide water resources planning, long-term water resources planning to the region. So a matter now of the board choosing if to do that and how best to do that.
Okay. Thank you. Any discussion, gentlemen? Yes, sir, Tony.
The way I operate on this board is that we have always have a competitive solicitation, which we did, that we evaluate that by a team of experts, and I respect each of those experts, which we did, and we go for the lowest bidder. With that, I will move to staff recommendation.
Second.
Any other discussion?
Yes, Mr. President, on this item, this bid was rejected at the last meeting. And I thought it was going to go back and get reevaluated, or the committee was going to look at it. What happened to that process? It looks like it just came back for a second vote without any evaluation from the board or committee.
I also thought that was the case, that we're going to send it back for, we table it and send it back for reevaluation. And am I mistaken?
I didn't understand that the direction given to me or a motion was taken to reevaluate and rebid the proposals.
Mr. Robinson, you're on the Water Committee. What's your opinion on this? Since you also voted no against on CDM.
This is a pivotal moment of the board, and both the general manager and the public have made a clear reason why we have an IRP. My problem with this is if we had an IRP, we would be in violation of the IRP. Metropolitan, there's plenty of IRPs in Southern California, and these have to be tailored to each agency, but you can get general guidance from other people's IRPs. And what our IRP will show us when it is complete is that the most cost-effective mechanism that we can rely on to try to drought-proof the San Gabriel Valley is community conservation programs. It appears that we're going to cut $1 million out of our conservation budget this coming fiscal year. I guess the $1 million is going to go to pay off the five-year lease because we're going to move to Huntington Drive. So we're in violation of a IRP which doesn't exist. I'm convinced that we may get more grant money, but we're misallocating our resources, and look, it appears that a mouse has driven us out of our current facilities. So I'm not going to. The figures show that CDM is, if we do an IRP, CDM scored the best. They're also the cheapest, And if we do not choose CDM, it seems like we would be in violation of the rules that we enacted a month ago. So even though I'm not going to vote for CDM, I do believe that if we're going to do an IRP, they're the ones that need to do it. So I'm sort of 50-50 on this. My major concern is the misallocation of resources and the budget that we're going to that's coming right up is going to show that in black and white.
Well, there is a motion on the floor, I believe.
There's a motion and a second to accept staff recommendation. There's no other motion on the floor.
Yeah, my comments would be I concur with Director Chavez that we could table this and look at this again, maybe take it back to committee. But since there is a motion on the floor, let's go ahead and vote on that motion. Could you repeat the motion, Mr. Motion?
The motion made by Director Fellow, seconded by Director Urias, was to move staff recommendation on the selection of the consultant.
Roll call vote, Mr. Chair.
Director Robinson.
I'll abstain.
Director Fellow.
No. No. I'll make a motion that we let's make it clear then. Let's just send this. Make a motion that we send this back to committee for further review.
I have a question on this. For our council,
there is a motion. And
well,
I would like to know if there's a second.
I'll second that.
I have a legal question on a point of information.
I think he wants a point of order.
Oh, okay.
Point of information. I don't know what the committee is going to discuss. Wouldn't we be in violation of our own rules if we chose someone other than CDM? Couldn't we be successfully sued if we chose someone other than CDM?
Any agency can be sued for any reason, whether it's successful or not. That's an issue.
Is there a cause of action? The CDM might have a legitimate grievance. Is there a cause of action?
This is an issue over board preference. The board always knows that its overriding issue is it needs to work in the best interest of the district and the people within the district. But that's a very wide path. This is not an issue of a construction contract where we're bound by the lowest responsible bid. With consultants, it has a variety of issues that go beyond that. But ultimately, the board knows its responsibilities. So it's not a question at this stage of whether you have to or don't have to.
Well, I recommend that when this comes back, we also discuss the budget, the conservation budget as well.
So you're back to the substitute motion, which has been seconded by...
There was a substitute motion?
No, I'm sorry, by the new motion, which
right.
is refer back to committee.
Right, there is that motion.
And that was seconded.
Now, let me just say, you're absolutely right. A couple of things that should be clarified. We're not bound to the lowest bidder. We're not bound, as General Counsel has said. Price is always a factor, and that's always important. Another thing, too, that troubles me about this agency is that we don't have a policy of dealing with local, small and emerging and local firms and working with trying to give local firms an opportunity. I don't know where CDM or any of these firms where they're located, whatever. But I think that's just important for us to consider down the road when we have bids of this nature that we consider giving some preference to local hiring and local firms here in the San Gabriel Valley. I think it's extremely important. And perhaps we need to hurry up and get our policies in order in terms of making sure that is the case in the future. I think we need to work and be all-inclusive of small and emerging firms and giving them a chance at contracting for work and creating jobs. So that is my two cents worth. So at this point, we have a motion and a second. So shall we call for a roll call vote, or shall we just have a voice vote? Mr. Robinson, you wanted a voice vote or a roll call vote, sir?
You're the chairman. You choose.
Okay.
This is to send it to committee?
This is send it back to committee for further review.
Which committee? We've already discussed this, you and I.
Yeah, and you voted yes for CDM, and now you voted no, so I don't know where you stand.
Well, I told you at the last meeting that I changed my mind.
And I know.
And it will show in the minutes, when we have minutes, what I said.
So we'll send it back to
I think there's tapes as well.
We'll send it.
And I don't know whether there's more that can be discussed.
Well, we'll send it back so that way you can vote no in the committee and yes when you come back on this board or something. I don't know. You know. So let's roll call vote.
Which committee? Which
policy.
Why don't you send it to the administrative committee? I mean, we've already discussed it. I've said everything I need to say. I don't know. In two meetings. I mean, when this comes back, it'll be the third meeting.
You said it's a chair's prerogative, remember? So it's a chair's prerogative to send the water policy.
Okay.
Mr. Rama, roll call vote for the chairman.
I'll vote yes.
No.
I'll change my mind again. I'll say no as well. I didn't.
I don't know.
Well, before the vote is final, yes, the board member has the right to change the vote before it's final. Otherwise, it has to be reconsidered.
So I guess we got three no votes.
Mr. President, is there another committee that has jurisdiction over this issue that may have another set of eyes and ears to look at some issues that may sway the board one way or another?
Well, it could go to admin, as Director Robinson stated. That would be another since, so most, obviously it's not going to go to water policy, it was voted down, right? So how about if we send it to admin then?
Okay, so this is a new motion to send it to the admin.
There's a second on that. Mr. Robinson?
Yes.
Who went for the vote already?
Well, there was a second.
Yeah. Okay, so this is the vote.
Robinson voted aye. Fellows voted no. Chavez voting aye.
We didn't have an opportunity for discussion before the question was called.
Okay, discussion.
Can we just have this process start all over, maybe potentially rebid it? We're not going to get anywhere. And I think we need to push this back where possibly the bidding is reexamined, our methods of analysis of these bids are looked into, and just we have something different. We're not going to get anywhere with this vote. So is that something we could just let the process die and start it over? Instead of sending it back to committee?
Mr. Chapman.
What will most likely happen if we put this back out on the street for competitive bid is we will lose one, if not two, of the current respondents, and we will be left with one of the three respondents and pay more.
No. On the motion.
No on the motion.
Director Charles, did you?
Aye.
I want to send it to admin. So did.
I'm sorry, but we've had so many. Could we revote? I'd like to hear a revote on that.
This is the standard.
This is a refer to.
Table and refer back to admin. Yes. Mr. Robinson.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
3-2 to refer back to admin. Before the vote goes back, I should explain on a 2-2-1 vote, there are some, which is the initial one, which was to accept staff recommendation. There are times when an abstention can be considered an affirmative vote. But in this particular case, that would not be the case because the water code requires three affirmative votes for the expenditure of any money, and this contract calls for the expenditure of money. Therefore, I did not look at whether this abstention was a yes or a no vote. But there was a logic to why I didn't comment on it at that time. So based upon that, the motion for to refer back to table until it's heard by the administrative committee passed 3-2.
Okay.
Okay, moving on beyond that, item B, 5B, Mr. Chapman.
Yeah, we have two items before us. My recommendation is to recess into closed session to hear the vote and refer to the general counsel.
Mr.
Yes, the solicitation for general counsel services, as well as general manager's contracts, are considered an exception to the personnel rule, and as such, exception to the personnel rule under the Brown Act, which is the open meeting law, and therefore, Upper District can, at their option, go into closed session to discuss the various contracts and merits of each firm. Therefore, it is general manager's and legal's recommendation the matter go to closed session, and therefore this item be deferred until closed session, but that's
point of
subject to the approval of the board.
Point of information on this, I mean, this contract for a potential new counsel is pretty much the same as the item that we just discussed, and I think deliberation in government agencies should be transparent. I would rather discuss this in open session than closed session. That's my preference. There's no reason why we shouldn't be discussing this in open session.
Well, there's a recommendation from our general counsel, and I would defer to him. Obviously, he knows been our general counsel for a while, so he knows what he's talking about. So we are going to go into closed session.
Just prior to doing that, do we want to take director's comments and future agenda items first? This will be an extended closed session. I wouldn't want.
Okay. What's your pleasure?
Yeah, we follow the agenda. We go to item 6-7 and closed session.
Director's comments, starting with Director Robinson.
No comment.
Director Pelton.
No.
Director Sean.
No, not this time.
No, for future agenda items.
Nothing here. Future agenda items? Anybody for future agenda items?
Yeah, I would like to ask that policy be developed for a project labor agreement.
Mm-hmm.
And that we begin looking into that.
Okay.
Future agenda items.
Okay. Anything else?
You had mentioned bringing forward the contract for.
Also, to look into small and merging firms making priority for us. Hiring and awarding contracts to firms and possibly zip code consideration to be able to stimulate economic growth in the San Diego Valley.
I agree with that. I think that should be sent to the admin because admin, so if that could be put on an admin agenda.
And also under future agenda item, I want to discuss the conservation department's budget discussed before this IRP bounces back for the third time.
It is agenda. I wonder if we can get the conservation chairman.
You mentioned earlier to bring the legislative advocacy group contract forward to the board.
That's right. I want to bring the legislative advocacy group proposal request to the board for next at our next board meeting. And is that it for future agenda items, gentlemen? Okay, if it is, we are adjourned for closed session.
Yes, there are two closed session items. One is a brief one, but I would like to introduce Mark Johnson, special counsel from the Nat Phelps office. He will be in closed session to give a brief summary as to existing litigation that's been dormant for some time but now needs to be reviewed. And with that, the closed session will be the special counsel on existing litigation under Government Code Section 549-56.9. And then the consultation regarding solicitation of general counsel services, that's also accepted under Government Code Section 549-57. First in order will be special counsel.
Okay, the board, the Upper San Gabriel Valley Municipal Water District is back in session at 10:35. And Mr. Mosby, please.
Yes, Upper District is back from closed session on two items. The first item was Special Counsel Mark Johnson went to closed session and explained the dynamics of the existing litigation as listed on item 8A. General status was given, no vote was taken, and no action was taken. As to item 8B, consultation regarding solicitation of general counsel services, the board in closed session interviewed three law firms, Lemieux and O'Neill, Olivares, Gallagher, and Padilla, and Betfest and Krieger. At the end of the interviews, general discussion was had, and the decision was made to come out and discuss it in open session. And the matter is now in front of you. First, I would ask that you approve the general action taken in the closed session, and then the matter will go back to item 5B, which was deferred until after the closed session. So I'd ask the consensus on the actions taken in closed session.
Is there a consensus on the actions taken?
Yes.
All right. Very good. We don't need that.
No.
Okay.
No. Now the action is back to 5B, which is solicitation of general services for motion.
Mr. President, I'd like to move that we approve hiring Lemieux and O'Neill as our general counsel pending negotiations or final contract with the general manager's approval.
Okay. Is there any other discussion on this motion? There's a second and a motion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed or any abstentions? It's unanimous.
All right. Directly request 5-0.